Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Forbidden Christmas. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Mexico. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part three, and there's more to see. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Lola gasped. From where she now lay, she could see the bottom of the bridge. It was held up by several wooden legs, but one of those legs had split. If a big group of people were to go over the bridge, it might easily cause the bridge to break completely and fall down. A big group of people like the procession. Lola reached up for Don Pedro's saddle.
We have to get to the church, Don Pedro. We have to warn everyone. If they go over the bridge, it might fall, and people might get hurt. They might even drown.
Don Pedro's head nodded. Don Pedro stood still while Lola gripped his saddle to help her get up. Together, they climbed back up the riverbank to get to the road. But it was hard and painful for Lola. Her ankle was still aching. When they finally made it to the road, Lola climbed onto Don Pedro's back.
I can't walk any further, Don Pedro. You need to take us to the church. Go!
They crossed the bridge, taking care to stay as far away from the broken side as possible, with Don Pedro trotting as fast as he could go. When they got to the church, Lola pushed the door open and guided Don Pedro inside. Nearly everyone in the village was there, and they were all smiling and singing until someone saw Don Pedro.
Pedro!
Suddenly, everyone in the church was pointing and shouting angrily at Lola as she rode Don Pedro between the rows of benches. Lola spotted her family. They weren't shouting. They were looking at their feet with red faces. Lola thought they were trying to pretend that Lola wasn't one of them. The priest looked like he was ready to burst. His chest puffed out as he opened his mouth to shout. But above all the noise, Don Pedro cried... The church fell silent as everyone stared in surprise. Lola took the chance to tell the priest,
The bridge is going to fall. One of the legs is split. When the procession goes over it, it could be a disaster.
The priest looked confused for a moment, but then he had the serious look of a grown-up trying to fix things. He sent some men to take a look at the bridge and called Lola's teacher over to care for Lola's twisted ankle. The men ran to the bridge and back and told everyone that Lola had been speaking the truth. The bridge was very badly damaged and would probably break completely under the weight of the procession. They would need to use boats to cross the river until the bridge could be fixed. Everyone in the church gave a sigh of relief, followed by a great big clap for Lola and Don Pedro. The little girl and her donkey had quite possibly saved their lives. The priest led three cheers for Lola and Don Pedro, and Lola saw her mother grinning from the benches. Then the priest said to everyone,
Let this be a lesson to us all. In the story of the Posada, Mary and Joseph weren't welcome anywhere they went, and yet Christians believed their baby was coming to save the world. Today, we didn't want to welcome this donkey, and yet he may have just saved our lives. So from now on, I think we should welcome all animals into the church, especially at Christmas time.
Everyone in the church gave another cheer. Lola hugged her donkey tight and said,
"There you go, Don Pedro. I told you this would be the most bestest Christmas ever."
Don Pedro said. Lola laughed.
"And happy Christmas to you too, Don Pedro. Happy Christmas."
And happy Christmas to you, dear listener. Happy Christmas.
Enter pilgrims, holy pilgrims, holy pilgrims. Rest a while here in this place. Though lowly is my dwelling, please enjoy it with my grace. Please enjoy it with my grace.
That was the tale of The Forbidden Christmas. And now we're going to take a break for the Christmas holidays. We'll be back in the new year with a story from Ethiopia, in which a young boy takes a dangerous journey up a snowy mountain in the hope of saving his sick mother. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, check that you've subscribed to this podcast. And don't forget, if you become an epic explorer, you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, read with pictures from incredible artists, and even watch me tell them to you. There are two new stories every month, plus the stories never disappear. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I wish you a Merry Christmas. So, cheerio, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.